following him, I know I'm right. A lot of people think they're right, but they don't put that following Jesus part in front. I'm right. How do you know? Just because I think I am. Oh, mercy. You had to fight off the day of judges here in 2021. That which was right in our own eyes. I'm doing it because I think it's right. Well, I think this is me getting what I deserve, and so I'm going to do it. And it's like, oh, my soul. The anti-authority crowd, the chickens will come home on that, and has. You'll go to some places you haven't been to in a while, and you won't recognize them. There's lawmakers talking about even just the state of California as a whole. So you'll come, you'll be shocked. You'll be shocked. Instead of the homeless people we have in town, it's insane. Just insane. To San Francisco, it just never ends. He said, they'd be shocked. He said, but that's just where we're at. It's you make more money because the laws against theft now are about zero. So you go and steal certain items that everybody knows the black market price on and sell it. And if you do get caught, the fine, you still come out ahead, you know. And so it's just okay. You know, it's like this word. It's insane. Absolutely crazy. Are business people going to stick around? No, they're gone, right? Anybody can just come and walk in. Kenny Menendez's wife left the Bible at the youth rally, so he swung in the church whatever day that was. It was one of the days. Friday, I think. We were in town. And, you know, knock on church door, you know, it's locked. He's like, oh, brother, I got to have it locked. Like, people come in and just wander in. I was like, no, I get it. I totally get it, right? Just come in and take. Well, I think I should. Just complete lawlessness, right? Bible, what's that? Man, it's God's Word. It's God's Word. It shapes how we think. Well, you're brainwashed, but of course we are. Yes, we are. I want to be. I want to think how God would have me to think. I don't want to think outside of God. It's not worth anything. It's not. Nothing's going to come of it. Although they're thinking, well, if we do this, we set it up, we run it out, it's going to come out good. It's not. It never has. It never has anywhere in the world. Drives me crazy. A bunch of idiots, they think, oh, I'm smart because I'm 19. Then a professor said, if we do this, then it's going to be right. And it doesn't turn out right. Go to the history. Hundreds of years back and see what happens when they don't let people do this, 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 and this. Or they take this, 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 and away, and what happens? Oh, they're not there anymore, are they? How come their country has like 10 different names in the history books? Yeah, that's why. That's why. How come they flop from being oligarchies and different hierarchies? And how come they don't have constitutions even today? Well, because they just do whatever they want to do. Have no basis for thought. Nothing. Either the Word of God or it's your mind. What you think is right. And if it's your mind, you're no smarter or dumber than the person next to you when it comes to it. Because there's no relative. There's no concrete, absolute truth for what is right and what is wrong. It's just you against your neighbor. Then it's whoever yells the loudest or has the most people following or has the biggest gun or has the whatever. And you're going to get exactly what you don't want to have what you think that you want. It's just an absolute mess. I don't know why I started with that for an intro. That kind of just came out of the week, I guess. I don't know, but the morning's message is pretty simple. It's a pretty simple message. And I think the Lord... I try to do this in my life. I'm not always good at practicing it, but keeping things simple. Keeping it simple. And I don't mean not busy or all those things, but I'm just saying like thoughts. Just keep them simple. Less is more. Those kinds of things. They always seem to prove true. And here, some of the things that Jesus says, you say, boy, that seems super. Sometimes there's a knock on simplicity. Like they say, oh, that's a simplistic answer. Jesus is a simplistic answer when it comes to the problems of life. He has all the answers. I don't have to have Jesus and then all of these other things. I have the Lord. I have the answers. He's perfect. I'm broke. He has all those answers. We'll go to him again today and look and see what he has to say here in Matthew chapter number 5. Matthew 5, as we work our way through. I love the Sermon on the Mount. I just do. I mentioned this when we started. I used to teach this in Sunday school class, and we just kind of poke our way through it and let the kiddos ask questions. We had sixth grade, I think, boys and girls, and You know, mostly just listening. Every once in a while, you know, you get a question or whatnot. And just to shape thinking. What if I adopt the Bible? What if I adopt its thinking? Well, part of it is the government's on the Lord's shoulders. So He's going to control the future. He's going to be the head of the next government. So if I learn His system now, am I not going to be ahead for what's coming later on? I think so. I think so. Right? And so I'm learning all these things that He is putting forward to the disciples. That's it. The Bible is just awesome. The Lord's awesome. Sitting there, we're singing this morning, and just thinking about sometimes we get things confused because we say, well, how I should act towards a spiritual problem per se that's going on in my own mind, and then how I would treat a problem that's with somebody with skin on right next to me, right? And sometimes we don't tease apart the two in the Scripture. There's certain things that, boy, when you're with somebody, they can't see inside your mind. You can't see inside them. So there's certain actions, and a lot of them are going to end up being very simple. Let's look at verse number 33. Last week we preached on hard hearts need to forgive. I think this morning I put in the bulletin, keep it simple, yes or no, and that's where we're getting down to verse 37. But 33, again, ye have heard that it hath been said by them of old time. Right? We talked about how it's going to get mentioned again and again because that's where we're coming from. Jesus is going from where they've learned and then going past where they've learned. When you teach, if kids know nothing, right? You ask questions, you get blank stares. You got to start at the front. If you ask some questions, right? Say you're a substitute, you get thrown in, right? And you're doing times tables or whatever, right? And through some questions, you figure out the kids are in the threes or maybe the fours, right? I mean, you don't want to go to the eights, right? You may want to go back to the twos maybe and make sure you get everybody or most everybody, and then on you go. But Jesus, He would say, you've heard that had been said of old time, right? He's going to say some things, and they're going to hear it and say, oh, yeah, I remember that. 33, you have heard that had been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. And the Bible talks about that. It's better not to swear at all. It's like if you're not going to say what you're not going to do what you say, it's better not just don't say nothing. Just don't do it. I say unto you, swear not at all. Okay? Swear not at all. And this is the anti-cursing verses. No. Okay, not talking about that. Neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is His footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Father, we do pray that You'd help us as we teach this morning and preach Your word, Father. We ask that You'd work in hearts. We love You. Thank You for the work You're doing in our hearts. And yes, Father, we desire very much to have our thoughts shaped and molded by Your word, by Your Spirit. We would be kind. We'd be loving. We'd be a picture of Christ in this world that is just crazy with all kinds of crazy thoughts. But Father, You're not. You're saying You stand in the middle. You're a foundation, a rock. You hold us up. You're our protector. You're our sustainer. And we ask that You'd help us today. Pray that You'd help hearts where they're at today, Lord. If there are any in here today, Father, that need salvation, that need to put faith and trust in Jesus, Lord, pray that You would make that apparent to them. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. These things that we've read about, we're going to add to it here. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. You can try, ladies are saying. Right? No, just kidding. I'm just joking. I told my wife that I wish my hair would fall out. I just wish it would. This takes work. I was telling the guys in Sunday school, I dropped my clippers this morning and busted the teeth out of them and stuff like that. Praise the Lord, I was all done, you know. So does this take time to make this happen? It does. It takes lots of time. I mean, I was at like one of the best hair awards in my high school class, and it just looked just like this. I mean, but anyways, I'm cutting. I was like, I just wish it'd fall out. I wish it'd go gray and just all fall out. I wouldn't have to mess with it anymore. It's a joke, right? I mean, it's a joke. The Bible, not the Bible, not this verse. We talk about that. Can I control some things? Like, well, I'm in control. And that is the idea here in verse number 33. It says, thou shalt not forswear thyself. Swear not at all. It says, don't swear by heaven. You don't even, we can never guess how many stars are there. You realize we're looking into what God made with something that was made by a man. Right? Oh, Brother Garner, you should understand the Hubble telescope. Yeah, but what about where it taps out? You think God tapped out? Be like, well, there's nothing. There's just blackness. There's a curtain. There's nothing past it. I don't think so. I think there's stuff. I don't think there's any voids. I think it just keeps going and going and going. We can only see this much. What are you saying? We're not that smart. We're just not. We don't know that much. We're not that smart. Oh, I swear by heaven. Oh, really? You're going to change heaven if you're wrong? Nope. Nope. Don't swear. Don't swear. And what are we talking about here? Okay, swearing, saying we're going to do this or we're going to do that. Right? The Bible talks about this. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. That's why we need to say, if the Lord will. Like, we say, Lord willing. Hey, Lord willing, we'll be able to come to church on Wednesday night. That'd be a blessing. Lord willing, we'll be able to come to church tonight. But the Lord throws a wrench in it and he comes this afternoon. Wouldn't that be exciting? To be like, yay! Oh, man. And then all the Christians woke up. Like, oh, Lord, could be coming today. You always got to be ready, right? We act like we know. We act like we're in control. What it does is it slowly dopes us down to, hey, God's not. I can say this. I can control. No. God's in control of this thing. God's in control of this thing. Sometimes, me included, make a schedule, get frustrated when it doesn't, it falls apart. And you're like, right? Because we think, what? We're in control. One of the awesome lessons I've learned from Pastor Page in moving to Alaska. Flexibility, yeah. Flexibility. Amen. And I just say, oh, that's good. And I was like, no, it's like vital. Never forced it on me. Say, hey, yeah, we say we gotta learn flexibility because you just don't know. All kinds of things. Well, I thought, listen, I don't know, 10 feet of snow, we can't do it anymore. I was driving by some snow piles the other day. I said, oh my soul, that covered the road about 8 feet deep. And this front-end loader, it was huge moving snow. It was pretty awesome. But, you drive and think, I'm going to... Well, not now, I'm not. Because, I was prepared in my mind yesterday to drive for 6 hours and hit a spot where, there was just, abominable snowmen and whatever, Yetis, whatever else is up there. And be like, well, turn around and go home. Why? Because it's Alaska. And it just does what it does. The Bible says, don't swear, verse 35, nor by the earth. Why? One, we don't control it. We think we do. We have this idea that I start my car up and there's penguins keeling over somewhere else on the planet, and that just works that way. Because what I do, yes, there are scientific laws, there are mathematical laws, there are physical laws where we have actions, there are some reactions for those things. But the idea that we control this whole planet, and it is the control is the word, the people that want to be at the top, they want to control what happens. Why? Why would you? We come from a Bible standpoint. We see here, God. Bible tells us in Peter that God's going to melt this thing with a fervent heat, all the way down to nothing, and then start it over anew again. Am I going to protect that? Then on the far side, I'm not for, let's just do whatever we want because God's going to make a new. No. God asked us to be stewards in the in-between and to use it. He said, dominion, you have it. People hate that word. They hate, I read stuff, I'm like, really? Are you really think? Oh, you just want to have dominion. Bible says we have dominion. That means we have stewardship, control over it. Doesn't mean we dominate it, squash it out, cut all the trees down and have no trees. That's craziness. We got to have trees, right? It's nuts. But the idea that can't use them. It's a whole process here. I'll swear by the earth. You can't control that. Oh, no, we can. If we could, Texas wouldn't have been out of power. If we could, there wouldn't be 10 kerjillion dead fish down there right now. As soon as that stuff started happening, I'm saying, fish aren't built for that. Once water hits 68 degrees, all rainbow trout, no matter where they're at in the world, they start going waving their last, bellying up. They can't handle it. They can't. Metabolism, they can't produce the enzymes when they hit that hot. And fishermen always do that. I said, Man, if the tanks got that hot, if river flow got hot, that hot, we're in trouble. You can't, who set that? God did. We didn't. We didn't put that in there. We just know. Once this happens, bad things happen. It's all these dead fish everywhere. Why? It's supposed to be hot down there. And we all know it's popsicle weather. It was cold. It's not cold now, but it was. Oh, we can control this. No, we can't. We can't control it. Don't swear by the earth. You can't control it. Don't swear at all. It is His footstool. All these things belong to God. Verse 34 says, heaven is what? God's throne. God's throne. Well, the earth's ours. No, it's not. The earth is the Lord's. And the fullness there. No, it's mine. There are some people in this world that think if we had a perfect economy and a perfect, there wouldn't be any such thing as private ownership of land and properties. They want to take that away. People they want don't want anybody to own private, be able to own private property. Let's let the government own it all. You don't want us to own it, but you want to own it because you don't think we should own it. But in fact, somebody does. But in the end, nobody does, right? I mean, God owns it, right? I mean, He just cleaned people out and put people here. Whether some of the conflicts that have gone on, a lot of the conflicts gone on in the Middle East is about what? It's land ownership. God says, I gave it to them. And you get presidents that decide, hey, we're trusting what God did for Israel here. Or, no, we don't think that that's true. They shouldn't have that, right? Are they going to give Israel what they should have, what God gave them? Or are they going to give them the little tiniest spot that they could possibly give them, right? And we have these struggles. We don't own these things. They're God's. The Bible says that heaven is His throne. The Bible says earth, it is His footstool. Either by Jerusalem or it is the city of the great King. I haven't heard anybody swear by Jerusalem lately. we're so far out of these things, right? But in the Bible day, right? It's the city of the great King. 36 says, neither shalt thou swear by thy head. Well, it's mine. Now we've gotten somewhere. I don't own the stars. I don't own the earth. Jerusalem's His. Oh, but my head is mine. The Bible says, no man liveth unto himself. No man dieth unto himself. Oh, but God didn't make me. I just crawled out of the muck, and therefore it's my head. Nope. No, it's His. We don't have control over it. You would never know. And I'll use the gray-haired example. You say, I'm going gray. It's going to happen on this day. No. And you'd probably be wrong. Have you ever been surprised when you see somebody in their like 20s and they got gray hair already? I mean, like gray hair. Like they had like brown hair or blonde hair or whatever. They like went gray. On guys even. And you're like, what happened? You know, hey, you just don't know. You don't know. Is it good? It doesn't matter what it is. It's just a picture of you don't know, right? I love genetic traits. I mean, it's interesting. The predictions, right? Grandpa on mom's side. Got hair? You're good. He's bald. Well, you know, just thinking like, look at the pictures, right? And once the kids learned it, it's funny. Then they want to know, right? You know, they're learning their Punnett squares, and then they're learning recessive traits and different things like that. I mean, it's fun. You get a family, and they're all shrimps, and then there's the six. You're like, well, there's Vikings in the family in the past. You know, there was a few sons of Anak in there, and I don't know what happened. Where'd this one come from, right? And if everybody thinks, well, inside those genes, you could be whatever God wants you to be. You could just say, boop, and there you are. But anyhow, I'm going to swear by my head, it's mine. Because thou canst not make one hair white or black. Right? No, I'm not going to go down the road of product. That's not what this is about, okay? It's not what this is about. But yeah, you could paint it, but it could be white or black. I mean, you know that. I mean, ladies, you know that, right? And guys know that. Ladies, I'm for you. I'm between you and your husband. I'm for you, okay? Guys, on the other hand, when they're vain, I just look at them and be like, brother, you're vain, man. You're pathetic, right? I don't care what your wife thinks. I don't care if you're doing it for her. I said, that's lame. Be a man. Come on. Have the scars and have all this stuff and just be grizzled, right? I'm for grizzled, not. I mean, you should look like you came through a war. Life's a war, man. Now, the ladies, they should just look perfect the whole time. But this is just my personal opinion. I don't need Bible verses for this. I think, you don't look like you came through a war. Where have you been in life? Do you have any children? You hear all the, ladies telling the guys, listen, Newsmax, I have all the commercials memorized, you know. And they talk about all these the lines on the face. Laughing lines. I'm like, what in the world? Laughing lines? I was like, you should have laughing lines. Laughing's a good thing. I mean, that just should be wonderful. Lines, lines from here. That's me squinting from looking at stupid people and saying, oh, look at my eyes. Like, come on. You know, it's like, of course I'm going to have those. There's dumb people everywhere. I'm going to have those. And I don't want to be healed from those. I want somebody to look at me and say, oh, no, he's seen stupid people. He's got those lines next to his eyes. You know, it's like, I can't control it. How much money? I mean, the guy said, man, we're the industry leader because we use this and this and this to make me look a certain way. Well, why don't you just be a certain way? I can't control it. White or black, I'm going to have control. I'm going to have control. I'm going to have control. And God doesn't have control. We get this idea. Well, I'm in control. No, we're not. No, we're not. 37 this morning. That's your communication. Okay, now we're talking about communication. We're talking about your mouth. We're talking about your life. How you live life. Not just what you say, but what you do, because we all know what we do speaks very, very loud, right? We could live life, we could all be mute people and have just amazing testimony for good or bad, depending on how we live our life, and not saying a word because of the things we choose to do. Politician says this, and we go look at their votes, and they show something totally different. What do you want to see? I want to see their votes. Show me your votes. I don't care what you're saying now. Show me your votes. Oh, it's good to see you. Show me your votes. All right? Show me your votes. That's what's going to get Lisa. Show us your votes, lady. That's going to be awesome. I told the kids, I said, Donald Trump's coming to Alaska. That's going to be incredible. I said, we're going to, I know where I'm going. I said, yeah, it'd be cool to go listen. I don't know who we're going to put up to run or whatever, but you can't say one thing and do another and be any kind of a person and say, hey, you know, we're not going to judge. Well, we are going to judge. Okay. When you choose public office, you represent. You can't just say, well, now I'm here, I can do what I want and control these people. No, they should be looking back all the time saying, hey, what do you think? I don't understand how people, we have this crazy media thing. They hated the president for the tweets and the different things, right? But if I was a constituent or if I was a representative, I would be looking because they say, what do you think about this? Getting comments. Yeah, you get the wackos, and you get the wackos over here, and you find the people in the middle saying, this is not popular. This isn't good, right? Call in, tell them what you think about, whatever. But man alive, wouldn't you look? So your communication, say, well, what are you doing? I'm a representative person. Oh, I'm here trying to change the world, and I climbed the ladder, and I bought my way up to the top, and I did this, and I don't even know those people over there, right? Except for every time I need to get reelected, and I just show up and shake the right hands up. It's ridiculous. We know that. That's why we hate government. That's why many people on both sides, we hate what goes on. Because people aren't real. They're not real. They go in poor and they all come out rich. How? I'm not saying you have to come out dirt poor. I'm not saying you have to. I'm saying, but I was trying to explain lobbyists to Nolan yesterday. We're driving. This is how, I'm convinced, this is how a lot of rich people escape a lot of these things. They start these nonprofits, right? And so they kick all this money in these nonprofits. And you say, the key is nonprofit, right? Oh, I'm not making anything off of it. You know how many millionaires there are running nonprofits? How are you going to college, get a degree? Oh, I'm going to be a CEO of a nonprofit. Well, there's no profit in it. It's nonprofit. Well, you know. What? What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, we're going to dump all this money in here. Where's it coming from? People that are just hoping maybe you might remember them when it comes time to vote. Right? On those things that are up there that we can't vote on. It's ridiculous. Let your communication, well, the Bible says, be yay, yay, nay, nay. Yes or no. Keep it simple. Yes or no. This is talking with people. Now, keeping it simple, yes to Jesus. Right? And no to the devil. And no to self. Yes to Jesus. When we keep things simple, we talked about it a little bit in men's Sunday school this morning. When Satan came to Eve and said, yay, if God said, if she would have said, yay, he did say that. Right? But what does she say? Nothing. She listens. And he keeps saying some things. The more you hear and the devil starts playing on flesh, right? The old man's crucified on the cross with Christ, as Romans 6 says. There's nobody to listen. He's dead. Oh, you're talking to the dead side of me. Yeah, you're wasting your time. He's dead. But if he was alive, he'd be interested in what you have to say, because, man, that really, really appeals to the flesh. But he's been dead for a while now, or she's been dead for a while now, so on we go. You're talking to the Lord inside me now. We put on the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not having it. So, no. That's a nay. Or, yes, Lord, what would you have me to do? Yes, Lord, what is it that you would like me to do to help this person? Verse 37 says, whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. If I say yes, we think about how we can gain. Or if I say no, right? If somebody came up to you today, you could only choose one of these two answers and say, hey, do you support this cause, this group, one of these hot button issues out in there today? Say, nope, don't support it, right? Or yes. That's it. That's all you get to use, yes or no, right? Then you have to withstand the barrage of filth and stuff put your way. But in reality, nobody's asked you yet the question, why? Because why is different, right? They say, well, why? Well, because this doesn't do what it's made to look like it does. It doesn't work. Now, just think about this. If you pull emotionalism out of most of the arguments, they just And if you have emotionalism to make something go, is it really substantial? Is it really good? No, I'm not. I just want to talk library voice. Can we talk library voice? No, they always got to be yelling and screaming and hollering. So Keith, you're yelling, screaming, hollering this morning. I know. Library voice. Tear it apart. Do you support? No. Well, why? Well, because, right? But look. Jesus says, man, let our conversation be simple. Let it be simple. Let it match up simply. Well, he says this, and look, this is what he does. This is, man, he's pretty simple. I don't know if I like that. I don't like that being simple. It frustrates some people, but I'm telling you, it is such a great way to live. It's such a great way to go to sleep. I tried to do, not the best I could, but I tried to do what I said I was going to do. There you go. Best of my ability. Again, we don't have control over a lot of things. But he said, man, I'm going to follow the Lord. Well, you got to work at following the Lord. You have to think to follow the Lord. You have to really think about, man, is this what the Lord would have me to do? I was driving to Delta yesterday. I was thinking about the military folks. When they come up here, they get stationed up here, right? You're overseas. You got to go to Delta. That really is overseas over there. I mean, that's... packs and lakes of sea, and no, I was just joking, but it's up in the middle of nowhere. We're going to Alaska. Where are we going? Oh, we're down here at down here in Acres Lake. Oh, okay. But man, you go up there, it's like, whoa, it's really far away. Different thinking about those things and getting your mind. Where are we? What are we doing? What's my communication going to be like? Am I going to be able to do the things that I'm supposed to do? Am I saying yes. When I say yes to my kids, am I following through on it? That's tough as a parent. Could we go do this? Yes. And then you don't. If you do that and create a pattern of that. Oh, yeah, you said you were going to do. They remember all things. Children can remember all things said up to a certain age, until the hormone thing. And that kind of fogs them up a little bit. But then past that, and they may come out, wrong on some things. But you... They remember things. You said, I got to look at my wife. Did I really say that? Better off not talking, right? Not saying anything. Or if you say it, just get it done. Do it. Simple, simple, simple. Keep it simple. Let your yes be yes. The Bible says, yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. If you don't know, if you don't know, and we'll finish with this, request more time. Ask for more time. If you can't answer a yes or a no, say, I want to say yes or no, but I don't know. Right? Don't try to weasel your way. Just say, I kind of get some more time on something. Like, usually reasonable people will let you have grace to have some time to think about it. Somebody says, offer you a promotion at work. But it means that you're going to have to change and we need to know by, right? And you can always ask up front, can I have some grace? Can I, hey, I don't know right now. Can I get some more time? And then if you're not clear on time. See, this is the thing is God, the Bible tells us here that if God's not the author of confusion, He doesn't want Christians walking around being confused. So anything more than yes or no, you're just confused. Well, that's a hard one. No, not if it's a yes or no. And notice how many people won't answer yes or no. What do we call it? We call it spin, right? They'll sit there and you ask them, yes or no. They give you this answer over here. Yes or no. They give you an answer over here. Yes or no. They get, that's what O'Reilly's, one of O'Reilly's program, he had a thing, it's called the no-spin zone. You had to answer, right? Just give us an answer. People don't like that, right? Oh, but I want to appeal to the broader, ooh, I don't want to make anybody feel like they're, hey, you better not leave Jesus out in your spinning and your confusing answers. You better not paint yourself in such a light where people look at it like, do they know the Lord? I don't know. Yes to Jesus. No to self. No to the devil. And just keep it simple. Keep it simple. And then have your life match your mouth. Vice versa, live it first and talk second. I don't like talking at all. I never was much of a, like, do you play ball games, have guys that like to talk? I didn't like to talk. I just liked to, like, you know, like, run up the scoreboard or walk out. And then if you weren't doing good, you shouldn't be talking either. Right? You just, either way, let it match. Let's stand this morning. Our invitation. Turn your eyes upon Jesus 261 this morning. Our altar's open to pray.